Jury selection starts Tuesday in the trial of Michael Rosfeld. The white police officer was charged with homicide last summer after he fatally shot black unarmed teen Antoine Rose. 90.5 WESA's Ann Lee Herring reports the racial makeup of the jury will be a key factor, even though lawyers aren't supposed to think about that.
The stakes are high in jury selection. Trial consultant Mark Calzaretta says in a case like Rosfeld's, much will depend on how jurors view video of the shooting.
Really, what's interesting about it is how someone can look at a video and two different people can see two totally different things.
Calzaretta says crucial to winning a verdict is deciding who should not be on the panel. Picking a jury takes place during a courtroom procedure called voir dire. The judge or attorneys pose questions to potential jurors who have been selected at random, usually from voter and vehicle registration lists. Calzaretta says attorneys often ask questions they think will reveal a juror's potential bias.
What they do in their free time, hobbies, experiences, where they get their news, what magazines they read, what newspapers they read.
In the Rosfeld case, each side has proposed about 40 questions, including, does a juror have family or friends who work in law enforcement? And do they have any views about the police that would affect their ability to be fair? Presiding Judge Alexander Bickett will decide whether to allow those questions. Pitt Law professor and WESA legal analyst David Harris says most people, but not all, are biased in favor of the police.
They've been taught and socialized since they were little that police officers are good, they're there to help you, and they protect you. But it isn't true for everybody, and it's not true in every community, and it's not true to the experience of many black Americans.
Indeed, Rose's death sparked weeks of local demonstrations which decried the shooting as an example of racially biased policing. Rosfeld's attorney, Patrick Tomasi, argued the resulting tension meant that a jury from Allegheny County could not be fair. The lawyer spoke after a hearing in September.
People in this county, I think, would be afraid to sit on a jury in this case.
The protests were peaceful for the most part, but Bickett granted Rosfeld's request to pull the jury from elsewhere. The judge said pre-trial publicity would compromise the objectivity of local jurors. So the jury will come from Dauphin County, where Harrisburg is located. Dauphin County has similar racial demographics as Allegheny County, and the racial makeup of a jury is important, says Wake Forest law professor Ron Wright.
Everywhere I go and talk to lawyers, everywhere I go they say, oh yeah, it matters.
Wright has also done empirical research that shows prosecutors in North Carolina remove twice as many potential black jurors as white jurors in felony trials. Defense attorneys, meanwhile, struck twice as many white jurors as black jurors. Wright's research also shows the race and gender of jurors tend to predict whether a defendant will be found guilty. Wright says the state and the defense will likely switch roles in Rosfeld's case since it's a white officer who's on trial.
My guess is that the prosecutor would welcome African-American jurors and that the defense would be the reverse.
Attorneys can excuse up to 7 potential jurors during voir dire without saying why, as long as it cannot be shown they're doing so because of factors like race or gender. But Wright says there are ways around that.
Everybody's got their own, you know, tricks of the trade. This is sort of an area where trial attorneys pride themselves on coming up with questions.
That's exactly the kind of thing that activists like Jasiri X worry about. While he says he takes some comfort in the fact that the jury will come from a place with similar demographics as Allegheny County, he's reserving judgment on whether the trial will be fair.
If I see a jury and I see nobody that looks like me, I already know what it is. I'm saying, and it's like then the die is cast. Then you want to turn around and say, well, why are y'all mad or why are y'all upset?
For many activists, the Rosfeld case will be a test of the entire justice system, and that trial begins with the selection of jurors tomorrow. Ann Lee Herring, 90.5 WESA News.